You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
A key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
Thomas Paine podcast on a Tuesday, folks. How are you out there? Looking forward to bringing you another interesting and informative and at times raucous and humorous Thomas Paine podcast. Here we are again. We're just coming off about an hour and a half ago, our own version of Hotwire. Of course, it's our original version of Hotwire, and we dished some real high-level stuff on there, including a top leak from a top corporation about what they're up to as far as the Great Reset is concerned. We dealt with more documents, and we unveiled more documents from the Department of Homeland Security that go back a long time ago and that prove fingerprints, footprints, you name it, bona fide evidence that these guys started planning Corona Con a long time ago, and also from the feds, intel that we received that they started planning gas shortages a long time ago. And you won't believe the dates. when you look at the dates. So a raucous hot wire on top of many other things, many other nuggets of intel. And we appreciate the folks that are on there. That's the top tier on Pain.tv and the Pain.tv app that's available in your Apple App Store. In fact, the update just came out for that last night. So you can download the update, you folks, on Pain.tv and the Pain.tv app. Get your update. We have a whole bunch of new features. For the Pain.tv folks, you have directions on how to get your update for the Android, as we do not deal with Google. Since Android is open source, we go around Google. We tell Google to go fuck themselves, and we can do that because we have the intelligence to do so. So an app for every phone and intel for everyone. Now, interesting enough, we're dealing with these lunatics who are all gathered in Davos. Perhaps never before has this many psychopaths gathered in one place to talk about and unveil quite publicly their plans to overtake you. Plans are already underway. In fact, no sooner did we finish Hotwire than my voice blew up. No sooner did we finish Hotwire than my phone rang as I was doing the post-production on Hotwire to put it out to our folks, running a little late because I had a very interesting conversation with a very high-level source in the FDA, and now I'm going to have to put out another Hotwire. Do you understand how this works? This is top intel. I think within the next 48 hours, we'll put out another emergency hot wire. We're supposed to get more information from our inside sources at the FDA. And this is disturbing, disturbing information. So, and why do we have hot wire? Because we can't tell you all the great things that are going on. Not so great things, etc. As there is a war on the truth, there has been for a long time, and we're ahead of the curve. That's why we started Pain.tv and the Pain.tv app and Hotwire. So you folks on Hotwire, you'll be getting one hell of another scoop of intel in the coming days. And you just had a scoop or two or three or four a few hours ago. So, boom. You're going to wish you didn't have Hotwire in a couple of days when we talk about what's happening. But we have fantastic people and contacting us in a myriad of ways through a myriad of people. So good luck tracing it. I'm an expert in telecommunications. It's not going to happen. I used to work for you guys, remember? When you guys didn't know what the fuck you were doing with phones, you call a guy like me in? Yeah, well, good luck if you're trying to figure out who's talking to us, how they're talking to us. Knock yourselves out. You're not fucking smart enough to figure it out. That's why I can openly say it. You're not slick enough, believe me. It'll never happen. So fantastic intel. Not so fantastic, but we have to keep it real on here. We have to keep it real. And we have to tell you the truth. And if sometimes the truth can really hurt. That's why there's so many liars out there making you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. And then before you know it, boom, you get blindsided because you wanted to feel all warm and fuzzy inside instead of being an adult and taking these things head on. Speaking of head on, we have a lot of intel and on some clips from these lunatics in Davos. And it certainly is a little bit of lunatic fringe. I need a quick drink already. Jeez, I'm going down the tubes. Yeah, we know you're out there too. Why not just kick this SOB off with the, well, we'd like to kick this SOB off about the play. With the HLIC, the head lunatic in charge, Schwab. And the World Economic Forum, yeah, we're going to take over the world, yeah? Yeah? No. I don't think, not on my fucking watch. Let's go to the videotape. I mean, could they have picked a better villain than this guy with the fucking accent? Of all accents, based on world history, a heavy German accent? I mean, it's like they're laughing at us. Think of the 1930s and 1940s, and you got this guy back behind the microphone talking about taking over the world? Fuck out of here. These guys have a good sense of humor. I'll give them that.
Let's also be clear. The future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community as you here in this room. We have the means to improve the states of the world. But two conditions are necessary. The first one is that we act all as stakeholders of larger communities, that we serve not our only self-interests, but we serve the community. That's what we call stakeholder responsibility. And second, that we collaborate. And this is the reason why you find many opportunities here during the meeting to engage into very action and impact-oriented initiatives to make progress related to specific issues on the global agenda.
Yeah. Stakeholders and communities. One, their community does not include you. The community are the folks he's talking to. Two, you will be a stakeholder as they drive a stake right through your heart. You'll be a stakeholder too. What does he say at the beginning? It's very Third Reich-ish. I mean, I hate to bring that whole thing up about the Third Reich. But, hey, we have to know our history. We'll be getting into that a little bit as we move on, as I reflect back onto a lot of these different things through 2022. Third and fourth quarter 2022, which starts in July. And folks, we have the stuff I was told tonight is unbelievable. I don't know, man. The last six hot wires have been smoking hot. Would have gotten us tossed off social media six different times. I'm so glad that we formed this and created Pain.TV, because normally these things would just bounce around in my head as a pin, like a pinball, and I couldn't talk to anybody. I could tell you folks, and you folks out there, take it and you digest it, and then you move the intel forward. You talk to your people. You talk to your family. You talk to your friends. Boom, you take it out and spread it around, just like the gospel back in the day. What does this maniac say? Let's go over this real quick. It is disturbing stuff. Think about this. Hold on. Let's talk about this a second.
Let's also be clear. The future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community as you here in this room.
He's got the fist pump going. You know, a real smartass would put this clip up against another clip from back in the day of a guy who had a little Sharpie mustache, but we, well, you get the point. What might be better is this, as far as I'm concerned. Let's go back to the beginning. Let's see what he says here.
Let's also be clear. The future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community as you here in this room. We have the means.
Yeah, Klaus, You've done such a great job building things for us already. Prisons, chemical dependency on opioids, higher suicide rates, kids who need counseling, psychological intervention. What else? It just goes on. People who have killed themselves because they lost their jobs, everything they've worked for in their lives. Folks who are being kicked out of their homes. People who can't find food all over the world. That includes little babies now. But you don't care about that, right? And the list goes on and on and on. Bankrupting out companies. Companies shuttering. Closing up. Some companies in families since they stepped off the boat 100, 150 years ago. Gone. All gone. Where does that piece of the pie go to? I'm talking about every country in the world. I'm not just talking about the United States. This is a global scheme. I've said it for a long time. This guy is one of the comic book villains. Does he really look like he has the brains to put this together himself? Seriously. He's just another puppet. That's all he is. He's just another puppet. Just like Fauci and everybody. This guy, okay, he looks dumber than a bag of hammers when it's all said and done, right? You can't even, you know why I don't speak two languages? Because I'm pretty good at Spanish. You know why I don't speak Spanish or try to speak it? Because I sound like a fucking fool. If somebody who knows how to speak Spanish would listen to me speak Spanish, they say, he sounds like a goddamn jackass. Just like this guy. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that he can speak English and butcher it. Well, I did mention Third Reich, didn't I? They're pretty famous for knocking people down and butchering people. But tell me him and his ilk haven't done that already. Him and the Bill Gateses of the world, the Faucis of the world, these puppets for the New World Order, the Great Reset. Tell me they haven't leveled people's entire lives. Tell me they aren't in it to win it as far as muscling you out, the have-nots, and making sure the haves get even more of the pie at your expense. No matter how much of the pie you have, you may not have any of the pie. You might be working to secure the pie. You've gone to school, you played by all the rules, you paid your bills. You want a piece of the pie, even if it's small. Perhaps a little larger piece of the pie than your parents had, who strive to have a larger piece of the pie than their parents. Isn't that not just the American dream? Isn't that a goal of humanity, humankind out there working and hustling? They're going to take it all from you. So whether you have something now, they're trying to, or you don't, they're trying to set it up so the folks that don't have anything will never have anything. And that's because, and they put these big shows on, let's go to Davos, let's do this, let's have this show, let's have this climate show, let's have this World Economic Forum Summit, let's have our annual meeting, let's have all these different things, the World Health Organization, right? Because they've bankrupted you and me. The people sitting in the crowd, Z people sitting in Z crowd, ripped us all off, continue to rip us all off. Many of their wealth building mechanisms have been constructed on your back as a taxpayer. And they sit up there and they act like they're fucking better than you and I. We built these fucking assholes. We buy the Nike shoes. We sit by idly when they pass trillions after trillions after trillions now at this point of scams and dollars that benefit all these companies, etc. They're built on your back. You allowed them to be built on your back. Now they're running the show. They have lunatics like this. 2,500 of the biggest psychopaths in the world are gathering in Davos, and the media is in on it too. Plain and simple. No one's covering it. No one's covering this guy standing up here saying, we have an opportunity to create a new world. What's the matter with the old fuck world? Oh, You fleeced it. I forgot. You ripped everybody the fuck off. So now, listen, this bald motherfucker and all of his friends, they can get dressed up in $5,000 suits, whatever. And they can wear space fucking smocks. I've seen these guys wearing, like, they look like they just came off the set of Star Trek, right? They're actually wearing these things, like space outfits. They look like they're dressed for Halloween because they are a bunch of clowns. Let me tell you, they can say whatever they want. I understand schemes inside out and sideways. This is simply a scheme. They're just putting a hell of a coat of paint on it to make it and dressing it up as something new and shiny. The Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Well, the 3.5 Industrial Revolution, this is why you need a fourth, is them ripping you off and bankrupting out pension funds and bankrupting out Social Security in the United States and bankrupting out Medicaid and Medicare. Okay? And printing money like it's going out of style again and again and again. And giving billions of dollars to foreign countries that we don't have, and then paying massive interest rates on said foreign aid that is laundered back into the coffers of politicians, friends, associates, nonprofits, non-taxed entities. Which are ripping you off to the tune of 40% out of the gate on top of everything else. We've talked about this. And Klaus he's been doing this since 1973. That's all he does. He's never had a fucking job. He just stands up there and he said, you know, we've come up with a pretty good way to produce a cover. The World Economic Forum will be happy to help you produce a cover story. So that folks will not figure out that we have ripped everybody off and they won't come yank you out of your fucking house. Especially if we lock them down time and time again. It looks like they're getting a little antsy. Time to launch the monkeypox or name your mystery ailment here. Watch Hotwire. They've been planning this for a long time. You think Klaus built this place in 73, World Economic Forum? You think CoronaCon was just hatched in a couple years? Oh, my God. We have the documents. And I think it goes back even further than that. Not 2, 3, 4, 5 years. It goes back. We have the fucking documents. Now we're finding out. They anticipated, quite incredibly, the government never anticipates anything because they suck. The government is reactive, not proactive. But they knew at a certain time frame, some time ago, that there would be a gas shortage. How the fuck would they know that? Questions you have to ask yourself. So this lunatic is really a dime a dozen psycho. There are plenty of guys like this around. He's just the anointed lunatic, poster boy, just like Fauci is the anointed killer. And he is a killer. And believe me, these people would love to press a button and wipe you out. They already tried. They already tried to do it. CoronaCon. Not once. Line up for your shot. Oh, another shot. You know what? We didn't fucking wipe out enough people. Now there's a booster. Oh, now there's a fourth shot for people over 65. The most susceptible. Hey, there's a lot of people over 65 dying. I wonder why. Oh, so do I. Oh, no. No, I don't. I don't have to wonder. I understand schemes. You too should understand schemes. Then they're coming for the kids, and they're coming back for the kids. You won't believe what's next. Remember I told you in the last month and a half, I specifically remember saying on here a number of times, they're shooting for something big around the third month of June. Now, This is the third month of June. You know what? That has a lot to do with everything, right? Every month is like a year, so that makes sense. Every planet's a galaxy. Every month is a year. Every week's a month. Third week of June. I haven't lost my mind yet. It's now the third week of May. And I said, they got something coming. We keep hearing something big's coming in the third week of June. And people say, what is it? Why won't you tell us? What's up with all the cloak and dagger? We don't hold much back. We put it out on Hotwire if we got something good. And I said, I don't know what it is. Some other folks in the government don't know what it is either. They just know that they're prepping for something big around the third week of June. Well, there's something fucking big coming. I found out about it again just a few hours ago. And I just shook my head. You know what I did? Because I was going to record this show right away. I went out in the kitchen, flicked the light on, because it's like 2 o'clock here in the morning right now, as we're getting a late start. I opened up a cabinet where I have a bottle of tequila. And I took the tequila out. And I said, I'm going to have a shot or two before I go on the show. And I sat down at the table. And I had a little glass. It wasn't a shot glass, but a little glass. I said, I need to take a fucking shot here because this is really. And then I just said, you know what? I'll keep the bottle out here and I'll keep the glass out here. Now, I don't drink that much. I really don't. Every now and then, I'll have a margarita if I go out to dinner or some tequila or something like that. Not shots and things like that. And I say, you know what? I'll save this bottle right here in this glass until after I'm done tonight. Because I'm going to be so wound up by the time I'm done getting through the show and the news, I'm going to need this to try to get some sleep. And we're switching over tomorrow, Wednesday. We're trying to come out early, come out of the blocks early, which means I'm going to have to start recording much earlier tomorrow, which means I have to turn this around fast. We have to put this out. It'll probably be out 5 in the morning. Okay. And I have to turn this around fast. I got to get some sleep, and I'll be back on this mic less than 12 hours from when we finish it. Because the Young Bucks are already coming in early, and they're going to be ready to roll. So I can't fuck around and be wired up. So I said, I'm going to save it, right? Because if I get a couple pops in me, 2 or 3 shots of tequila, I might really go the fuck off. Now people are saying, yay! That's what we want, man! That's why we pay you! That's why we listen!